The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
It's happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
Hula call me.
Hula call me. And the bitch is back.
Hey, Mama. Welcome back from your whirlwind of a work trip.
The bitch is back, everyone, and I want to say thank you to Lear. I didn't get to listen to the episode yet, but I saw like clips of it, and she's the best. I'm so glad that she got to fill in, and we still got to do our job. So thank you to Lear. I know all the Crusaders love her.
Yes.
So how was the episode? How was going in studio and being professional?
I missed going to the studio. You know, fun fact is I live in the same building as the studio. I literally just had to put my pajamas on and walk downstairs, and I was at the studio. So I was like,
how convenient.
I know. So I haven't been back there. I'm going to start going over there more often. They treat us like a real king over there. Picture's still hanging up on the wall there. I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh my God, we're still famous?
Yes. And then, you know, they
love it.
The amenities there. I got some water. And it was good to get back in the studio. We should definitely go back there one day. I know you're a busy gal and your schedule doesn't allow for it, but I would love to go there once a month.
I mean, that would be amazing. And then we can knock out some episodes. That would be awesome. And I saw the video and it looks so professional. Like you guys looked like a professional podcast.
Blair presses all the buttons. He has all these little lights and stuff and he hangs it up. I love it. Even if we just go there and get some content for socials. To go with our things, we can plug in. We can record like a bunch of fun episodes and then like plug them in weekly for special surprises throughout the weeks.
Well, we should ask the Crusaders, do they want us to do like a studio look? Do you know what I mean? It's like how all these podcasts, they're so dramatic with like the sit downs. Like everyone's like, what's her name? GoDaddy. What's her name?
Call her Daddy.
Call her Daddy. Everyone's like, call her Daddy now, like copying her, like doing all the sit downs and being dramatic. Like, are we supposed to be doing that?
I would like to do that. I mean, we don't have to have like a like that serious, but I would like to have like a little set where we
look
are
not serious, but make it like fun.
Yeah, like matching chairs and like a little sign that says Kurakumi.
Where would we do that?
In your apartment. You have literally a fucking billionaire's mansion. We can just take one little corner. I think we should do it in the workout room inside that padded wall area.
We record it ourselves?
Well, you know, we press the buttons ourselves, but then Blair puts it all together for us. Like, we have to, like, push the buttons and turn the lights on and stuff, but...
What if we want a guest? They would have to come to my house.
Well, we'd have a studio at Audio Book.
Yeah, I think I want, like, a set, though. I don't know, we'll think about it. But I loved how professional you guys were.
I know, I loved it, too. That's what I've been wanting to do, you silly goose.
I know. It's not my fault that I'm so busy. I literally just got back from Vegas because we were filming. Oh, the new season is on, guys, by the way. I don't know if you guys caught it last weekend, but it was our season premiere. And then last night, the episode aired of the Snooki Night at the Renegades.
Yeah. It got rained
out. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys watched it or not, but make sure that you tune in. You can see it I think it's on Paramount. Pretty sure it's on Paramount.
Paramount Plus.
But watch the season. The trailer is freaking insane. This season was freaking wild. And then we already started filming next season. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but it's already a hot mess. And Joey knows.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it firsthand.
I heard from my ears. So, oh yeah, make sure you guys watch Jersey Shore. We are a nightmare, and it's so much fun, and it's a nice escape. So, yeah, I just got back from Vegas. So much fun. Paulie was in, like, this flag football thing for Super Bowl with, like, celebrities. So he killed it. And, of course, I was a cheerleader. But, you know, we were in Vegas, like, drinking. So when I got back, my kids had strep, and I was sick. Yeah, it was just, it's been a nightmare. It's been a day. It's been a year.
How are you doing? I'm okay.
Everything's fine.
Remember Tia and Tiara?
I'm okay.
Tia and Tiara. Well,
no, literally, that's me.
Some condolences are in order for our sweet ladybug nanny who crossed the Golden River. What is it called? The Rainbow Bridge?
Well, Rainbow Bridge is for pets, but sure, she's there. Yeah, I want to thank everyone that shouted out, DM'd, texted, called. You guys are freaking amazing. My nanny passed away. I don't even want to talk about it because I'm going to freak out. But she's already sending me signs. And I don't know if you guys saw my story, but it's insane. But her funeral is this weekend. So I know I'm going to be a freaking hot mess. I just made her poster board. She was 90 years old and she was the best grandma ever. Literally like my best friend. You know, always going to Sunday dinners at her house. She spoiled me. I was her favorite grandchild, but don't tell my cousins that. And she's already contacting me. I literally, when I found out she was dying, I was like, I went to go see her. And I was like, Nanny, I whispered in her ear. I was like, Nanny, when you go to heaven, come back to me as a ladybug. I was like, I want you to be a ladybug, then a red cardinal. And then I want you to talk to me all the time in my dreams and like talk to me. So when she passed, I ran to my bathroom and I was like, Nanny, like hysterically crying. I was like, Nanny, come back as a ladybug in my bathroom. Like screaming because she's freshly dead.
Yeah.
She's freshly dead. So then I went into the bathroom that night and I put out my story. I don't know if you guys saw. There was a freaking ladybug. Mind you, it's 0 degrees out, 6 inches outside. Like how did a ladybug get in my bathroom? And the ladybug was like wiling out, like making sure that I saw it. Cause you know, it's small and it's on the floor. Yeah. So I was changing, getting ready for bed. And I'm like, you know what? She didn't come. There's no ladybug. And then I looked at the corner of my eye because something was moving. I thought it was a spider. Then I saw it was a red fucking ladybug.
Was she awake when you told her that she wanted to
Yes. ladybug? Yeah. So I remember when she was like coherent because she was starting to suffer from dementia and stuff. So that's like when it was like going downhill. It was like so sad to see. But when she was like still like herself and like functioning and being able to walk and stuff, I was like, this was probably 2 years ago. I was like, Nanny, when you go to heaven, can you like visit me as a ladybug? So I was like prepping her. And yeah. She was like, you're so silly. She's like, but yes, of course, I'll be your angel. So like she would always laugh about it. But I was prepping her when she passed. Yeah. I was like, you have to come back as a ladybug. So she's like, you know, I'm very intuitive. I feel things. I'm like a medium, but not really. She's been haunting me ever since she passed. So oh, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. So if you guys know of your grandparents that are like passing, whisper in their ear when they're sleeping, come back to me as like an animal that you want. I was going to say deer, but I feel like I'm never like looking out the window. So I said ladybug.
So what did you do with the ladybug? Did you kill it?
No, I was like, so I picked it up because it was like wilding out on the floor. So I picked it up and put out my hand. And right when it got in my hand, it wasn't moving. It was like staring at me. And then I started hysterically crying, like looking at the ladybug in my hand. I was like, ugh! And Rocky was staring at me like, this bitch is crazy.
Rocky.
So Rocky was like, oh, it's a freaking bug. So I was staring at it. I was like kissing it. I like did all my videos. I called my mom crying. And then I just put it back down on the floor. And I said, I love you, Nanny. See you later. Because I was going to bed. And I haven't seen her since.
Oh, my God. She probably
but how crazy. And then somebody sent me a candle and I'm smelling the candle. It smells exactly like my grandmother.
Oh yeah, smells are a big thing when they cross.
And out. I smell her all the time now. So every time I smell her, like I smelled her this morning in the car, I'm like, hey, Nanny.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
So many people reached out, and it's so nice to know that, like, you know, people care about me. You don't even know my nanny, and you were, like, upset about it. So I love you guys so much. Losing a grandparent is hard. So freaking hard. And she's my last grandma. She's, like, my last grandparent. All my grandparents died when I was a kid. So she was, like, the last one. But I'm so happy she got to see me grow up. You know, be in my wedding, be with my kids. I just know this weekend I'm going to be a freaking mess.
I mean, it's a nightmare. And you have to be there for your mom and you have to say hi to all those people. It's like,
my God. You know what? I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I love the fact that people come out and support and they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm here for you. Whatever you
need.
That's
the worst.
But the fact that you kind of have to, like, entertain.
Yes.
Like, why do we do that?
And also you have to, like, kind of, like, it's that's the most draining part of it, is constantly having to, like, re-up. Like, once you, right after you, like, had to go over a good cry, like, they come back to you again, and, like, then they start crying on your shoulder. So you have to, like, be there for them. So it's just, it's emotionally draining, the entire thing. It's like, it takes a lot out of you.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Quite literally.
So I know it's going to be a lot, but I'm glad she's not suffering anymore. She was 90 years old. The last time I saw her like a week before she passed, because I knew it was happening. And I was like, I have to see her before I go to Vegas. So right before I left for Vegas, I, like, sped down there to go see her because my mom called me saying she's not doing good. And I was like, I said to her, I was like, please don't pass while I'm in Vegas, because I'm going to freaking have a panic attack. I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to freak out. So right when I got back is when she passed away. Can you imagine?
Was she by herself? Your mom was there.
Well, she was in, like, a nursing home, but it was, like, the hospice section.
Oh, no.
So they had her, like, on oxygen and stuff.
Was it just old age at the end of it, or did she have, like, a disease or something?
Well, she had dementia, but she was just old. She was breaking down. So
now she's brand new.
Nanny Mary. And I made a really cute poster board for her. I put it on my story. I was, like, hysterically crying making it.
Ugh.
I can't deal. But thank you all so much for being there for me. You guys are amazing. You're all my best friends, and I love you.
Wait, speaking of, like, religion and body.
Did you get your ashes?
No. I don't even know where to go. I'm in a new neighborhood. I have a church right by my house, but, like, I don't know if they do that kind of flavor thing there, because it's, like, it's a gay church, I think.
I mean, I'm sure gay churches give ashes.
Maybe I didn't get them. Did you go?
No, I should have went, but I didn't.
We used to go, like, when it's back in high
school. In my mind, I was like, I'm gonna go get ashes today, and then
we used to use that as an excuse for everything. Like, back in high school, you were allowed to leave to go get ashes, but
that's when I definitely got my ashes.
Yeah, but we didn't go. We would smoke cigarettes and then use the ashes from our cigarettes and our heads, and then we just hang out.
Oh, what a sin!
You know. And then at work, like, when I used to work in the mall, like, you're allowed to leave for religious purposes to go with the ashes. We would leave. Like, I used to use it every year just to, like, get out of the house, to, like, get out for what I had to do to go get ashes.
Oh,
But yeah, Easter's right around the corner, that means. And I believe the beaver saw his shadow.
Well, we just, which is weird, the animal, it's a groundhog, right? Groundhog.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a beaver.
It came out, and then
as transgender?
We had 6 inches of snow. Did you get any snow in the city?
Yeah, it was snowing, but it didn't stick. It was just like flurries, but everyone like...
It didn't stick.
No, but like literally everyone's like, I guess we had such a mild winter that no one really like took snow days. So I guess like, that's the way I'm going.
Oh my God.
I had a rough night.
What'd you do last night?
It was Valentine's Day. I had to.
Did you perform?
I had to have sex for like 6 hours.
You're lying.
I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. We didn't do that. But what was I talking about? Oh yeah. What was I just talking about before?
I don't know, the snow.
Oh yes, no. So like even places that like normally don't call in, like Bay's work, it's like a fancy business, and they didn't have to go into their office either. And like everyone from like that works in Jersey at Barstool, like no one showed up. Like it was a really bad, the city, there was no snow at all. It was just like raining really. But like everywhere else, like right outside the city, it was like 60 inches of snow. It was wild.
Oh my God.
But we didn't really get much. We saw enough flurries. Like it was pretty to look out the window. Cause it was like all like it looked like a Christmas movie, but it wasn't sticking to the ground.
Are you okay? Did you take a sleeping pill? Are you going to fall asleep on this episode?
Did I wait? Did I take the wrong pill this morning?
Stop.
You know what it might be. I made an Americano today on my machine instead of a double espresso. So that water I added to the espresso may have affected my performance.
Hi. Well, how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, it was bittersweet. I'll be honest. This is a safe space, right? No one's going to listen to this podcast and try to hurt us in the end, are they?
I mean, watch your back, bitch.
There's no one listening to the podcast that's trying to ruin our lives.
No.
But you know what? It was bittersweet. I learned the hard way, I'll say. Bay has told me many, many times, and I should have learned this on our anniversary, when he is like simple things, and he doesn't respond well to like over the top, like fancy things. That's what
weird, because that's so you.
I know, but he appreciates it like to no end, and he's like he can't believe how all those stuff. But he makes him like uncomfortable because he feels like I'm doing all this crazy shit for him, and like he feels like guilty that like he can't like reciprocate in that big of a way, almost in a way. Do you know what I mean? Not that I would want him to like make me a big dinner like that, but like you know, like I get just as much from him in ways that I can't get to him. Like it's like that's what like about, a great thing about relationships is it's about balance. Like you know what I, but
yeah.
The thing is, knowing that, like you know, he's told me many times, I'm a stupid little faggot and I don't listen. What am I going to say? Not I'll listen, but it's like you know, he says like it's not his vibe, and like he doesn't need all that. And he feels like I'm trying to like do all this fancy stuff because I think he thinks, you know, that I feel like he thinks that I what am I trying to say? That he thinks that I think that I have to do that stuff for him to like me, and I don't.
No, that's just you. You do that for me.
I do that for everyone. I do that for
right. You're very catering. You're very hosty. You're very generous. You're a very generous person.
And now I have this new beautiful.
So wait. So does he not like it, or does he just think you're like you said, you're just doing it for him to like you? Doesn't he know you by now?
No, he likes it. He does like it, but he feels like I go over the top and it's like too much. He told me to keep it simple. I was like, okay, I'll keep it simple. I was making pasta. I was like, I'm going to make a salad too, but I did make a pasta and salad, but I also made steak and like a bunch of sushi appetizers and stuff. And I went a little crazy. And then there was, you know, I was snuck in his house when he wasn't home when he was at work yesterday, and made a heart of rose petals in his bed and put all his favorite snacks in the middle of them.
Yeah, that's cute.
I'm going to send you the video. You're going to die. I just think I like, you know, I go over the top, but you know, I couldn't help myself. I love doing cute little things, and he's so appreciative.
Yeah.
But I think I went like, you know, over with the food. I think the food was too much, because he doesn't eat a lot. He eats like a bird. So do I now, you know, but it's, you know, I got to scale things back a lot of times.
Oh, that's so cute. That's not even a lot.
I know. But then, and I was ready. Thank God he didn't get to the bath portion of the thing. I ordered bath bomb.
Can I describe what it is?
Yeah.
So Crusaders, Joey put like a perfect heart in rose petals. And then in the heart, is probably his favorite snacks, which is Pringles, Sour Patch Kids, and Cheez-It box. The Cheez-It box should have had my face on it.
I know, they don't have any more.
I know, we sold out. We're famous.
I couldn't find them, but then I also
that's cute.
But then he came and brought me my favorite snacks. So like he didn't even know. I guess he knew, but like he already bought them before he came over. He brought me my Diet Cokes. He brought me my favorite Smart Food popcorn. I'm obsessed with Smart Food popcorn. He brought me Smart Food popcorn and all my little sweet treats. And you know, we didn't do big gifts this year because you know, I've been wilding out with spending money. And also Valentine's Day to him is like, it's like he thought it was always like some trashy holiday for like divorce people on the divorce brink of divorce are using to like rekindle the flame. Like he never.
I feel like he said this to you last year because I remember
we said last year.
Yeah.
And I don't think we did. I think we went out last year, but I'm happy. I loved exactly what we did. I think for Valentine's Day, you're just trying to do what you guys like. It doesn't have to be over the top and fancy. I'm learning. I mean, see, my gifts. What I said, my gifts were casual, but my performance. I had a bath thing going with rose petals, candles, and bath bombs, heart shaped bath bombs. So I didn't get to that portion because we got like fat from eating, and we didn't feel like doing that.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, well, before we get into shows, so your Valentine's Day was great.
It was very good, yes.
Okay.
How was yours?
Man, I'm very simple. I don't need, like, the dramatics. I mean, the dramatics would be great. Like, I wouldn't be mad about it. But I don't need all that shit. I just like a card with feelings. I don't even need flowers because it's just – I feel like it's a waste of money. But I just love like a nice card with like a lot of feelings and paragraphs. So we did that and we just went to The Office, which is like a really good restaurant place that I wanted to try. So we went there for lunch. I got a dirty martini and this banging freaking chicken sandwich. So good. And that was it. Like, I don't need anything crazy. I mean, it's really more for the kids now, I feel. You know, when you have kids, it's all about the kids. So it was just celebration of the kids, eating candy, celebrating our lovely home. I got Rocky a present. Oh. So it was just nice and it was cozy and that's all I need. Like, I don't need presents. I don't need diamonds. I mean, Gianni, if you get me diamonds, I'm not going to say no. But
yeah,
it was just nice and relaxing.
That's nice. I didn't know where you were. I saw the pictures you posted on your private area. Did you post a private picture? I thought you were at the Godfather, but I guess you went somewhere else.
It's right across from the Godfather.
Yeah, it looks exactly like in the background.
So yeah, but it was really good. And I love lunch dates, like when the kids are in school, because I feel like when we go to dinner dates and, you know, my kids are at my mother-in-law's, you feel guilty and you want to like rush to get back. So when the kids are at school, it's just like you have like a couple hours. We could just hang and do whatever.
Is that
so when, I love lunch dates.
Is that when you and Gianni are able to make whoopee because like it's daytime, you know, the kids aren't going to come home?
I mean, yeah, he always tries. And I'm just like,
if I was a parent, I'd be so scared.
I'm more of like a night person.
And aren't you scared the kids are going to like hear you? I would always be so terrified.
I make sure I'm not, I don't say anything.
You're a silent partner.
I'm like,
Okay. You make a squeak and he puts his hand over your mouth, like, shh.
Yeah, and I'm like, And then I can't breathe and I think I'm dying.
Oh my God. No, I would do that. That's what I would do. It's called afternoon delight, I believe.
Ew, do you moan, you freak?
No. He would leave if I moaned, I think. He'd be upset.
Ew.
He'd do be upset. Grunt.
Ew. Oh yeah.
Wait. Yes. Wait, Poppy. I'm mad at Poppy.
Wait, can we schedule a date to go to Poppy's house for dinner? Because I still have his present.
Yes. I would love that.
I got him the David Yurman bracelet.
You did?
Yes, because I was fully planning on coming.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's been sitting in my office. So we need to plan a date where Poppy is cooking and we go to his house. Because yes. I always wanted to do that. I never did that yet.
Oh, we'll do that. But let's do that. Maybe we'll
plan. Let's plan a date.
Yeah. Wait. So I'm at a Poppy. I'm sending you some pictures.
Oh God. What do you do now?
Listen. He called me the other day. He sent me this message the other night, and I woke up in a tizzy. I was like, "Oh my God, what the fuck?"
Was he drunk and fell?
No. So Poppy's
Poppy's. You guys, he has a staple on his scalp.
Yeah. So he was sick for a while because he's had like a cough. The doctors know what's wrong with him because his cough is getting bad, man. Even his birthday party, he was still like sick. He like lost his voice. He's been on this medication for like a month and he's not getting better. The doctors know what's wrong with him. He's finally feeling better now. But basically he's been like sick and like coughing, losing his voice. And like, so he was home by himself and it was like 10:30 at night and he was coughing and coughing, coughing. And I guess he coughed so hard that he like passed out. He fainted and he smacked on the desk where he was sitting and he was knocked out under the table for like hours, passed out. And he woke up under the desk with his head in a pool of blood. He decided not to tell any of me or my sisters. And he called an Uber to the vet, to the vet.
Hospital.
He went to the vet. Yeah. Uber to the hospital. And then like, he stayed in the hospital and then he went home the morning. And he didn't tell any of us of it until like a week later. Cause he didn't want us to know. Or has to worry, but he's passing out and like hitting his head. So now I have to get a life alert for him. So when he's falling, he can't get up.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
I would be so pissed if my mom didn't call me right away.
I know, like why? Like, she's like, I don't want you to worry. But then he didn't tell us for a week, and then he said, so like he said he called me the next day, and I didn't answer because I didn't know it was that, but he apparently he was like we could have lost him. He's losing it.
Wait, so he coughed so hard that he what?
Passed out.
He like got dizzy and just passed out?
Yeah, he fainted.
That's a thing?
I guess so. If you're like coughing and there's no oxygen going to your brain, he literally fainted.
He needs to be in a nursing home now.
I know. We should. Now that Nanny's gone out of that spot, can I put
him in? Yeah, he can take Nanny's room.
Oh, good.
What a sin.
Did you pay throughout the end of the year or do I still have to start making payments?
Stop.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's no, right. I came home for it. But let me tell you, the airport was wilding out. So, you know when, like, you get off the plane and you're coming down to baggage, like, down the Escalade in Vegas?
Yeah.
There was a DJ.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a DJ blasting music. There were people in, like, mascot uniforms, like, greeting all the people coming in. And I'm seeing all this while I'm like leaving to go home to Jersey. And I was like, holy shit. And then I saw the video of all the people in Vegas. Holy shit. You couldn't even move.
Oh,
it was thousands of people. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I don't like going anywhere with crowds.
Oh my God. I hate it. And like, they couldn't walk and everyone's like, I can't breathe. Oh, no, thank you.
I'm not into it. I like crowds are annoying. No. I have to go. I have a work trip this week, and I have to be in a large crowd.
Where?
Daytona Beach. I'm going to the Daytona 500 again.
I'm like, weren't you just there?
I know. I do a lot of NASCAR. It's my thing. It's my niche at work. So I'm going to Daytona 500, which is like the Super Bowl for motorsports. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be fun, but it's like, yeah, it's very crowded and it's very loud. But you know, the things that the people are so nice, they treat you like a king and queen, and like they just drive around in golf carts all day and meet the fans and you know, do this
the
whole,
fans who
do
are
the
you
whole thing. And there's the best shopping. They have like the best like vintage like NASCAR things. So you get like all cool like t-shirts and like jackets and all fun stuff. So you know, I'll do a little shopping while I'm there. But it's gonna be fucking cold out the whole time. It's gonna be like 60 degrees and raining all the whole time I'm there. So it's like I can't even get a beach day in. I caught COVID at your Super Bowl party four years ago.
Oh yeah, when COVID was wilding out.
The first flavor of COVID. Wait, you know now COVID? I saw Dr. Truteller just posted something on his timeline that the CDC says you're not allowed to stay home anymore with COVID. Like you can't get out 5 days from work.
Damn, why?
I don't know, because they said it's not as contagious anymore. I don't know what it is, but remember in the beginning it was 2 weeks you got off from work or school. Now and then it became like 1 week, and then it was five days, and now you don't have to wait the 5 days. I think you can just like as soon as like I don't know when it is, but apparently it's not a thing anymore.
Oh. Well, sorry guys.
Don't worry, there'll be a new deadly virus coming out around soon.
Stop,
don't worry, girl.
You know what I'm excited for?
To pig out and sleep. That's what I feel like doing.
No, I'm excited for World War Z 2 to come out.
You're a lesbian. What is that?
It's about zombies. It's so good.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with
that. Action movie.
Wait, but let's go back to the TV shows. Did I tell you that I'm obsessed with Love Spectrum? Or what is it? Love on the Spectrum?
I've been seeing all the commercials. They look so cute and sweet.
So I needed a show to watch. This was when I was at Sissy's Cheer Comp like a couple weeks ago. I needed something to watch to like go to sleep. And I ended up staying up all night binging the season. I didn't watch the first season though. I watched the second because I didn't know that that was the second season. But literally obsessed with all of them. And I hope they do another season. Like how freaking cute.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Oh my God, my favorite show is back on. Love is Blind. The new season just came out on Valentine's Day.
Where they live this time.
Which is so fitting. I don't know. I didn't start it yet. I'm like waiting because I'm binging this other show called Fundamental on Apple TV.
Oh.
It's about like the future. So if you like weird stuff like that. That's a good one. But Love is Blind, I am so excited. It's literally my favorite reality show. And, well, besides Love on the Spectrum now. But I'm super excited for Love is Blind. And you know what's going to happen after the season. The reality stars are going to come out saying how awful the conditions were.
Who's the reality? Oh, the people that worked on the show?
It happens every time.
Get over it. You want to find a boyfriend?
It happens every time. They're like, they didn't feed us. We were stuck in the house. Without our cell phones. I'm like, bitch, that's a reality show.
Get in line, bitch. You were locked in hotel rooms.
You have no idea what we went through. Oh my God, the first couple seasons, or the first six seasons of Jersey was all that. All over that.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching. I just figured out that it's a double whammy on Fridays for me. Drag Race US is on. RuPaul's Drag Race is on at 8 o'clock on MTV. And let
that's
me
didn't premiere yet.
No, it's been on, but I'm saying there's a new thing that's here. So that's on every Friday at 8 o'clock on MTV. And I'm having a great time with that. I've had my favorites and I'm like, you know, watching the season's going great. There's lots of drama, great season. But then Drag Race UK versus the World premiered last Friday. And that's on every Friday now as well. So fucking excited. So that's basically, you know, it's kind of like All Stars, but it's like All Stars all over the world. Cause there's Drag Race and every country has Drag Race now. So it's like kind of like a competition, but it's like a global competition. The first episode aired. So now it's like I already get excited. Wait the whole week to look forward to Fridays. But now I look forward to Fridays and I have three things I can watch. I can watch UK Roots of the World. I watch the regular Drag Race and then I watch Untucked. And it's like my Fridays are booked from now until everyone wins. So
love it.
Good season of that.
You're also binging Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
That's what I'm glued to the TV, especially excited about all the family dramas. The heartwarming storyline that's are going on about family, new and old family here and far.
Very heartwarming.
Yes, that's the word I'd use.
So tune in to us.
Wait, can I talk about it's just so random. But there's this you have to try this steak that I got. It's vegan steak.
I love steak.
But it's vegan steak and you would never know. I mean, you might know the difference. If I didn't tell you as a steak maybe, but like as beef and like a beef stew or like a grilled thing or a quesadilla or something, you would never know. It's called Chunk Foods and they created this steak out of like, you know, vegetables that is the most insane representation of real steak that you've ever had in your life, and it's delicious. I had it when my sister was here for visiting because all her family's all vegan. And then Nick and Kara went out to a restaurant last night and they were in the city at some fancy vegan restaurant and they served it there. But they sent me a bunch of steaks over and all this merch and stuff. And I cannot wait for you to try it because it's going to blow your mind. It tastes exactly like steak, but no animals were harmed. And there's zero cholesterol, so it's like so good. So if you're like looking for an option, an alternative, like if you know you don't want to have to make six meals for your family and someone's vegetarian or vegan, try Chunk Foods. I don't know how much it is, but it's like literally it's gonna blow your mind. And this is not an ad; it's just really that good. And I made steaks last night for Valentine's Day, but like I should have made those steaks.
Wait, so I tried vegan stuff before, and I remember trying. I think it was like chicken nuggets or something. Couldn't even tell. And yeah. I think it tastes better. And then Dina once had to make like a vegetarian meatball. It's literally bomb.
I know.
So freaking good. And like, obviously, you know, I love my regular meatballs, but the vegan meatball, it had like so many different flavors in it. Like it didn't taste like an actual meatball, but it tasted like better because there was like different flavors.
I know.
I can't explain it, but I love vegan meatballs.
I do too. I always add a little bit of. I always have a bunch of vegan stuff on hand because so many people are, and I have entertained so much nowadays. And you know, sometimes like and what I've been doing is like, no, I used to make two versions of things when people came over. Like for instance, if I was making like, you know, buffalo chicken wings or chicken wings or whatever, I would get like buffalo cauliflower wings or like vegan wings, and then get like regular wings. Nowadays, I'm just like, if I know there's gonna be a mixed crowd, I just get the vegan option, and then that's everyone has it instead of making like six different things, so everyone can eat it, and it makes it so much easier. And you know, it's the way of the future. I don't think I'll ever be 100% vegan, but I definitely like to like lower my meat content because I got high cholesterol, and I think a lot of people do. And, you know, meat's good for you in some ways, but like a lot of times, too much animal products isn't good for you. Just like we stopped drinking milk, no one drinks real milk anymore. It's like, you know, everyone drinks almond milk and oat milk because you realize it doesn't go with your body. But anyway, yeah.
Sissy loves real milk.
Be open to other options. You know, it's about mindful indulgence. So like, you know, I still have steaks when I go out and stuff. But from at the home for steak night at home now, I'm going to be using the Chunk Foods steaks. Remember FDIC?
Love it.
Wait, do you know, remember Rachel Dolezal?
The girl that said she was black and she's not.
She was born. She's transracial. She was born, she was born white, but she identifies as black. Anyway, she changed her name. By the way, she changed her name to Dechecki Diallo. It's her African name.
What?
D N K E-C-H-I. Nkechi. Nkechi. Nkechi Diallo.
I feel like you can't do that.
Well, anyway, she did it. Anyway, she has. So she was a teacher. And she
I
got
feel like you can't be white and identify as black.
Well, you can't tell her that. You'll get sued.
Like, I feel like that.
She'll come after you. Ms.
What's her name? I want to Google her.
Well, her drag name, her born name is Rachel Dolezal, but her black name is Nkechi Diallo.
Okay.
I guess her
dead name. I don't even know how to spell that.
Rachel, I'll tell you how to spell it. Rachel Dolezal is her dead name. Her new name, her new black name is Ms. Nkechi. Nkechi. Maybe the N is silent. Maybe it's Nkechi Diallo. D-I-A. Anyway, she was a teacher and she got fired from her district employee status because she started at the Catalina Foothills just school district because she does OnlyFans and shows her coolie and her snurb and her boobs.
Oh,
her black booty. She shows off.
Get it, girl.
So yeah, do you think? What is your take on this? Do you think that school teachers should be allowed to have a side hustle, in the adult world, or do you think they should be banned from anything like that? I mean, if the kids ever found
wait,
out,
what does she teach?
She teaches like kids, like school, like fifth grade or something.
Fifth grade.
I don't know what she teaches. Nkechi, Ms. Nkechi, can I go to the bathroom, please? Ms. Diallo. Miss Gianni.
I don't know how I feel about her.
But if you found out one of Gianni's teachers, oh, not Gianni's, if you found out one of Sissy's teachers had an OnlyFans and she was showing her coolie, what would you think? Would you want her to take away the, would you want her to be fired from the school or would you not care? As long as the kids, like, she's not promoting it in school.
I mean, it's her side hustle. She's got to do what she's got to do, but I don't know. I'm iffy.
Yeah, because I said teachers don't.
Because honestly, I'm not like a Karen mom like that. Like, and I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel.
What
feel
about
both
like
sides.
Cops? Because cops are the same way. Cops can't do it, and people are like in the army. I can't do it either. What do you think about what about a woman police officer showing her very own? I can throw it something dirty. A woman police officer sticking her nightstick up her snurb. On the OnlyFans. You think she should be disbarred dispatched from being the cop?
I don't know.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like what a profession, like I guess a lot of professions you can't do but can't show your coolie and have a real profession. Like I think Barstool would be they prefer if we show our coolies on the internet.
Well yeah, because it's very he doesn't care about like being provocative and all that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and your job too.
Like some yeah. Please.
They
will. But like I feel like when you go to a job and they look you up, you know, the background check, they don't want to see, you know, old photos of you that pop up from like high school or college and you're drinking or like you look sloppy. Like they don't want that. That's why they always do background checks. Like obviously, you know, they want to see criminal record and stuff like that. But if something pops up and they don't like what they see, hey, then you're not going to get the job.
Nicole, can you imagine we had to really go to the workforce and they had to go?
No.
Like, first of all, yours are messy. Mine are like me wearing women's clothing, like filthy things.
No. Mine would be me blacked out, dancing on top of a bar and smoking weed.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Wait a second. I want to talk about Huntington real quick before hang up. What was the drama with Huntington? Oh, not drama. Not drama. Oh, that's what it was. I saw online. There was the city of Huntington had a post up saying all the new people opening up stores, and they were getting hate, and then you kept clapping back to them, which I loved.
Oh, I get that every single time. Like, I remember when I opened in Madison for the first time, I got so much hate, and now everyone loves me because everyone thinks that I'm like selling like freaking dildos and crotchless panties. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So they did that to me in Madison. Now at Madison loves me. I love Madison. They did that to me in Beacon. So anywhere that I'm going to open my store, I'm going to get that hate because people are freaking ignorant and stupid. But once they come into the store and then they see what it is and I have such nice things and I'm affordable and my staff is amazing and so nice because I make sure that my staff is just like me and they act like me, you know, just like being nice and helping people out and just like putting people in good moods. They realize that it's not as bad as they thought. So give me a chance, freaking Huntington. But I feel like everyone's excited, and the grand opening finally, bitches, is February 24th. I'm so freaking excited. Gina's there getting everything ready. And I just placed an order for some amazing dresses and outfits. You guys are going to like what you see. And then I'm already looking for my fourth location, which you know where it's at, Joey.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, so excited.
Are you going to be at the opening there, or are you going to be doing when's your first event there that fans can come see you there?
Oh, the event, I don't know. But I'm definitely going to try and come to the grand opening if I'm not filming.
The Grand Dame.
So set your calendars, all my Long Island Crusaders. You better show up. It's going to be amazing. February 24th, I'm opening. We're going to have champagne. Everyone's getting a goodie bag. Well, the first 100 people that walk in the door is going to get a goodie bag from like all the businesses around. And then the first 50 people are going to get a goodie bag from me. And then if you spend over 100, then you get like another prize. I like giving away free things and prizes because I feel like it's fun. And I would love that if I went to an event. So there's a lot of prizes, a lot of giveaways. There's alcohol. There's treats and food. So, you know, I know how to throw a party. And I throw parties at the Sookie Shop.
It is wheeling and dealing over in Huntington. So make sure to check that out on February 24th in Huntington.
Come on down. You're going to like what you say.
What do you got going on this weekend, Snoops?
My grandma died, bitch.
Oh, that's right. Are you hosting a meet and greet she's hosting a meet and greet at Nanny's Ladybug Funeral.
Stop.
Oh, can you tell me? Can you text me your mother's address? Please, I'm going to send her flowers.
Yeah, I wish you weren't going to Stupid Daytona.
Should I call out?
No, you have to go work. It's fine.
Oh. Are you bringing your kids? That's another thing. Do you bring your kid? Have you brought your kids? How do you deal with children and wakes and things like that? Like, this is the first, like, family member that's ever really died that in their lives that they ever knew. What do you think about bringing children to wakes are? And teaching about death. What do you think about that?
So I remember being 10 years old, and that's like Lorenzo and Giovanna right now, because Lorenzo's 11, Giovanna's 9. I remember my poppy passed away, which is my dad's dad, and I was super close to him, like loved him so much, like saw him every single day, best friend. And I remember him, you know, my dad saying, you know, poppy died, and I didn't know what to do. Like I started like dry heaving. I had a panic attack. And I don't think I went to the, no, I didn't go to the funeral because I feel like I would remember seeing him in the casket.
Right.
Yeah. So I didn't go. My parents didn't want me to go because they knew it was going to be too much for me. So I'm not bringing my kids. I want to be there for my mom. Number one, I don't want them to know about death yet. I'm like that serious and like seeing a dead, you know, body. Like I don't want them to see that yet. Cause I remember how traumatized I was and I didn't go. So I don't want to do that. And also I don't want them to see me break down hysterically crying.
Oh, right. That's a good idea.
Like I'm going to be a fucking mess.
Did you tell them that they're not going to see Nanny anymore? or anything, or not yet?
Yeah, they call her Gigi because she's a great grandma. And they were like, did she go to heaven with Gia, which is my mom's dog? I was like, yeah, honey, she's watching over us. And they were so cute about it. They were like, well, she's our angel now. And I'm like, oh. So, like, they get it. They see, like, the, not the bright side of it, but they see, like, the religious side of it. Like, you go to heaven, you're an angel watching over us type of stuff, which I feel like that's what they need right now. They don't need, like, the doom and gloom of it yet.
I think a lot of other moms will agree with you on that. So, yeah, I don't think I would want to put it like it's a scary thing. You kind of like don't keep them in the dark. Let them know that death happens, but to put it right in their face like that, especially someone they knew right away.
I don't know. Even me still, like when I see that, like yeah. It's terrifying.
True that.
So I'll be doing that, guys. And again, thank you so much for reaching out. Everybody that reached out, you guys are amazing, and I love you so much, and I appreciate you. So yeah, I'll be there Saturday with my mom, and that's going to be that. So it's not going to be easy, but that's going to be my weekend.
Wait, so before we go, I want to talk about this one thing. This is a religious thing. It's a little game I'm playing. Not religious, but you know what God, when you go to church, they say God, body of Christ, and they give you the cracker and blood of Christ to give you a sip of wine, right?
Yeah, so you should drink wine. When I was little, I would like chug it.
So my new question is to everyone to kind of get to know who people are. We can start doing, I've been doing this to all my friends I meet. So what would, so
what friends do you meet?
I'm saying at work, I met someone new and I asked them that.
Thank you.
So my thing is, if you were God and people were coming to your church, what would your body of Christ be? What would the food they would eat be, and what to represent you? And what would the blood of Christ be? What would the blood of you be? So I think mine would be a Pringle with creme fraiche, caviar, and chives on it for my body.
That's ooh.
And for sip, it would be an ice cold glass of sip of champagne.
Ooh.
An ice cold sip of a martini. What would yours be?
Ooh, yes.
Fried pickle and
yeah. So either a pickle or a fried pickle or a block of cheddar cheese. Like, ooh. You know, cube. Or a cube of cheddar cheese. And then for the blood, it would either be a dirty martini.
Yes,
or I'll switch it. I'll switch it between Sundays. A dirty martini or messy mom.
That's exciting. See? Isn't that a fun way to get to know someone? I would love to come to the church.
Yeah. No, actually, I want to combine mine. You would have two bodies of me because I have two big
options.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have one boob would be a pickle and then one boob would be a cube of cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
How yummy.
Yeah. Well, comment below. What's your body of Christ?
Yeah, let us know what your church would be.
But I wanted to say.
Oh, wait, hold on. What? Two things about the Super Bowl. Number one, did you see the Scientology commercial?
Oh my God, there were so many.
What the fuck was that?
It was that? And then Timu. Timu and Scientology sponsored the Super
Bowl. Oh, yeah. Timu's going wild. But Scientology?
That's a cult.
Literally an abusive cult. And they allowed that?
Well, they got money talks, mama.
I can't imagine how Leah Remini felt. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
She's working so hard to, like, try and close that church and save people. And then they do a freaking Super Bowl commercial acting like it's, like, this best thing to join. Are you kidding?
Well, that's what it's big, big advertisers. You know, they don't care.
Yeah. Anything for money, I guess.
Anything for money, 100%.
Trash. Freaking trash. And then what'd you think about Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl?
I don't care. She's like, it was whatever. I think it was all fixed. I think that she paid. I think it was a scripted game. And she was there.
Well, the way they won was just so easy. Yeah. Like, it was such like a hard, it was such like a tough game. Yeah. And then I just feel like
the very end,
how they won, it was like easy breezy. It was like, oh, I caught it. Done.
Yeah. We're the winners now.
You think they got paid off?
Yeah, I think that Taylor Swift made this all happen. This all part of a scheme to get Joe Biden elected back in office. Same thing with Beyonce coming out with that country album. Because now she's trying to get all the tech, all the red state Texas voters to vote for the left because she's
Wait, Joe Biden's running again?
I don't know who's voting. I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
I feel like he has dementia.
Yeah, he's too old. They've got to find someone else.
They got to find somebody else.
Yeah. But anywho, this was lovely. I want to dedicate this podcast episode
Nanny Mary.
Ladybug Nanny. We love you. And please watch over us. And
Ladybug Nanny. I think I'm going to get a tattoo of a ladybug.
Stop. I'll come. I won't want to.
If all of you crusaders see ladybugs where you shouldn't, that's Nanny saying thank you for listening.
Yeah, take a picture. I will be in Daytona, Florida from Friday to Monday this weekend. So come on out and say hi. If you're at the Daytona 500, come up and say hi. And let me know some recommendations where I should be hanging out in Daytona. Soupy, have fun at your wake. It sounds amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We love you, girl. Bye.
Love you, bitches.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.